Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
The Atlantic Richfield Company's draft wetland restoration plan is designed to address wetland loss related to mining and smelting contamination in the Clark Fork River Basin. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the plan aims to protect and enhance the Dutchman wetlands near the Anaconda Airport. FWS toxicologist Karen Nelson.
Many of the tailings that were placed in the Opportunity Ponds tailings impoundment were actually placed on wetlands. So we lost wetlands, and wetlands are very important habitat for migratory birds.
Nelson says a research project she joined revealed not only low blood lead levels in migratory birds, but an area teeming with wildlife.
By being out on the wetland for the part of the summer, we got to see moose, cow, calf, pairs. We saw elk herds. Sandhill cranes were nesting in the area. Lots of grassland birds. So it is a pretty neat wetland, and after spending a month out there, I can say it's going to be a pretty special place for people to visit.
That's because the public will have access to the 3,000-acre Dutchman wetland. Nelson says the plan calls for it to be protected in perpetuity.
There is a deed restriction that goes with the land. Atlantic Richfield will continue to own the property, but by placing a deed restriction on it, if for some reason in the future it's ever transferred to a different owner, the wetlands have to remain protected in perpetuity.
The public comment period for the draft wetland restoration plan closes June 11th. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.